Greetings, and this is the mobile broadcast of King's End Bible Believers Broadcast, and this is Brother Scott, and I'm on the road, literally. Father, I ask your Lord that you would bless this message while I am doing this recording, and may it be used of you to touch the hearts of the hearers, and Father, may you receive the glory, the honor, and the praise, and may Jesus Christ receives full preeminence in all things, in Christ's name. The purpose of this recording is quite simple in its message. The subject is running right back to 1 John 1:9, dealing with confession and sins. And after doing some studies the past couple of days, while working in between working and everything while on the road, I thought the best thing to do is to try to do this as a mobile broadcast in its literal sense. So I'm literally on the road recording. Anyway, we're dealing with confession and sins. And 1 John deals with that if you confess your sins, he is faithful just to cleanse you from all your unrighteousness. And yet, when you look at the first chapter of Ephesians, you find that we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins. And what's it through? His blood. Who did the work? He did. Who hung on the cross? He did. Who made himself to become a sacrifice? He did. Who came in the form of sinful man of his own free will to die for the creation that he had created with his own hands? He did. So let me ask you this, friend. If you are forgiven, if you have been saved, it's only through and by the operation of God. It's the gospel of your salvation. It is the salvation that is provided by God through the finished work of Jesus Christ. Now let me ask you this. If you are saved, Christian, and I hope you are, because there is unsaved Christians all over this world. Everywhere. They have believed in vain. They are believing in their works. They're believing in their denominations. They're believing in their religion. They're believing in their traditions. And they're not putting their faith, which is saving faith, on Jesus Christ. Believe on him. The jailer mentioned to Paul and Silas one over there in the book of Acts whenever he was fearful for his life. And he said, "Sirs, what must I do to be saved?" And they said, "Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and thou," singular, "shall be saved." So let me ask you this. When you get saved, how much forgiveness do you get? Do you get just enough forgiveness just to cover every single sin you've committed in your entire life up to the moment you believe, and then all of a sudden it goes into a system of confession and works to take care of it, because in a different view, a different way of looking at it, indirectly what you're saying if you play that game is that the finished work of Jesus Christ on the cross of Calvary for your sins was not adequate for every single one of your sins, because apparently he didn't pay for them all. When you attain salvation and you attain forgiveness of your sins. How many are you forgiven of? Excuse me. Need something to drink. How many are you forgiven of? Do you attain partial forgiveness? Now think about this. Or do you attain complete, unlimited, and full forgiveness? Let me ask you this. The purchase price. When you are saved, that means you're purchased unto Christ. You're the purchased product. The purchased price. He purchased you unto him when you put your trust on him. Right? Can you agree on that? Okay. Now, if you are purchased unto him, and you're forgiven, and you have complete and full forgiveness, why would you want to go to a denomination? Why would you want to go back to man's religion? Why would you want to go to tradition? And put yourself through years of ridicule and heartache and demise? Why would you want your identity in Christ as a member of the body of Christ? Why would you want your identity stolen from you? I want you to think about that. And I want you to think about that long and hard. Why would you want your identity taken from you? Why would you want any and all parts of all the riches of His grace that are given to you in Christ to be interfered with? Why would you want your blessing? Are you blessed? Are you completely and truly and totally blessed? Well, if you're in Christ, you are, because you have complete and full and unlimited forgiveness, because you have all of your sin nature and all of the fruits of that sin nature, which is every single sin that you would ever produce in times past, but now and ages to come in your lifetime, paid for in full. So let me ask you this. Which would you want to do? Abide in the calling wherein ye are called. Would you want to put yourself back under man's religions and traditions and all his stuff he's made up to work you to death? Work you to death? Or would you want to abide in the grace of God that is complete and full, and it's everything you need? When Paul wanted whatever it was that he had a problem with, the thorn in his flesh, take it away, God simply said, "My grace is sufficient for thee." Would you rather abide in that grace, or would you rather put yourself back under a system of works? Friend, it's up to you. It's completely and totally up to you. You do as you will. No man can force you to do it. But if that's what you want, that's exactly what you'll get. So let me ask you this. Do you want your identity in Christ stolen? Do you want to give it up freely? Well, that's exactly what you'll end up doing. I didn't know if you knew that or not. But that's exactly what you'll end up doing. You'll end up giving it up just to satisfy some man in a pulpit wearing a three-piece suit and has a title, possibly as pastor or elder or doctor. So, Do you want to please man, or do you want to please God? It's completely, entirely up to you. I simply submit all this to you because it's for you. And it is my prayer and my solemn request that after listening to this, that you will get into the studies of the Word of God, and you will look up verses of study in Ephesians and Colossians, which deal wholeheartedly a lot about forgiveness. So friend, I ask that God would bless you in your studies. If you have any questions, you can email me at kjvpreacher@inbox, that's inbox.com. This has been Brother Scott. God bless you, and have a good day.